from the most glorious sleep, knowing that anything that beautiful had to be a dream. That's the funny thing about this quote-unquote reality, and us as human beings trying to understand the power. See, it's ridiculous to believe that this is it for us, and when I die I'm dead, so I don't see the difference. And Jesus, Buddha, God, Allah, anything y'all wanna call it, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, please adhere it to my wallet.
I happen to know evolution's not a theory but a fact,
so watch what you say, because God is
mad. Like, I really need the complex of having two dads. I don't need original sin to help me feel bad. I'll put it like this, in case he might exist, cause every major religion believes the same shit. Just be nice to each other, use respectful behavior, don't steal from your brother, don't run for your neighbor. When we all let it be, and it's all so serene, we'll finally realize how long we've been asleep. I was all alone with no one guiding me. It all just happened. We were all kind of accidents with our backs against the wall, invested in all these practices. I tried to be optimistic about what's inside of me, but the thought of being alone was enough to make me cry to sleep.
My dreams were not much better, overcast and cloudy weather. I had to face the fact that no such thing as forever. I think about the past, how everything was prima facie. Jesus was this guy with his beard and his posse, born in Nazareth on 25th of solstice when the earth would shift. But more importantly, he came on Christmas to give me
somewhere along the line. This story got a little mixed. All Jesus is a good example how to live. But if this is what it takes to teach these kids how to give the ends justify the means, and that's just how it is. I've got a choice, I could laugh or I could cry. Choose to laugh, cause the choice is mine. That's free will, free spirit, everything that by design we deserve is right, so we never need an alibi. And if it was God that gave it to me, big ups. Thanks for the love, the hugs, and the late night pickups. And thanks for the pain, the strain, and my planned hiccups. Just thanks,
whoever you are, if you are with us.
And I think it's really just as simple as a tree grows. If God really exists, I doubt he has an ego, but I doubt he wants you on your knees saying, God, please.
No.
It's kinda liberating to know that we are free. So go live your life for the moments, and know no one but you owns these components. Don't grow your soul just to control it, cause this is your life. Sleep soundly and hold it.